Just hearing Oklahoma baseball talk about the 20-plus million improvements they have coming to their facility. Texas is SEC ready if you have an Arch Manning at quarterback. Texas and Oklahoma, at least they've got a little runway before they go into the SEC with facilities and how they build their roster.
That had to be a crazy difficult recruitment.
Yep.
It just did. I just think guys like that, like, you know, the Noonans, they're harder people to recruit. Because what are you going to, I mean, you that's one of those things where you better be authentic. Because, you know, we just know.
Yeah, that's, I mean, and also, so it's not only, okay, Sarkisian is now, I mean, there's some pressure, but it's also the family. I mean, you don't want Caleb to go somewhere and it's a miserable experience because of the last name. They don't want Maverick to go somewhere, miserable experience because of the last name. Even more so if it's in state. They don't want the last name Manning to go and be miserable somewhere.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And all of a sudden, okay,
that's a good point.
He's in the portal.
Which, you know, and everything you're describing is interesting, too, because, you know, if they would have landed Rayola, people on the outside looking in would have said, oh, man, you know, his uncle's there, and, you know, that's Coach Frost. But actually, it's more difficult to recruit guys like that than it is easy. Just because been there, done that. And you have to be different. Like, it's harder to recruit those guys, not easier.
Yeah, well, no, it was easier, not only because of their pedigree and winning Ohio State, it was easier for Ohio State to recruit Raiola than it was for Nebraska.
I 100% agree. And that's not Nebraska's fault. That's just what it's like. I've always said this. It seems to me with Frost, he's always going to be better with people that he doesn't know. I just get that sense, right? Because I think for us, and I told him, and I said this from the jump, like, you know, whoever you are around our family and those guys, just be that guy, and it'll be fair. Like, I want you to be good, right? I mean, I can't say that any simpler. Like, I want Nebraska to be good. It's just how it goes.
Let's get Rodney to finish up the hour. Good morning, Rodney.
Hey, good morning. Hey,
what's up, Rodney?
Where you been?
I mean, where have I been?
Resting.
I haven't heard you for the last couple days on the radio.
He's been resting, pulling double duty with the CWS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening to the CWS, Rodney.
I didn't hear you. I heard another guy.
Touche.
What's up?
Hey, I think it'd be a no-brainer as far as if they was gonna get Maverick Noonan to come to Nebraska. If they were getting more and more defensive linemen into the NFL and are at least All-Americans, you know, first-team All-Americans. I mean, it'd just be a no-brainer, but they're not doing it, man.
Yeah.
And I have this one concern. I was watching the spring ball, and I was watching the defensive line play. And the tackle was playing an inside technique on the tackle, on the offensive tackle.
Mm-hmm.
The guard was uncovered. The center was covered. It was play action, I guess. They put somebody in motion, so it took towards the play side where the guy was sitting playing the shadow on inside technique.
Mm-hmm.
So when they went in motion, it took the linebacker out of the play, and when the ball was snapped, he's already blocked, but his gap is right there in front of him. He tried to fight around the gap, around the block. And the running back just ran straight where he was at.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even touch him until he get to the linebacker.
Yeah.
But they pulled the linebacker out of there by motion. I don't know if the defensive tackle was just overthinking the play, but if they can't stick to their technique, it's going to be hard for them to get any defensive linemen to come up here that's on a high level.
Hey, listen, let me ask you something, Rodney. Who do you think's more – so Malachi Coleman is right there in Lincoln. Highly recruited. Maverick Noonan has family ties to the university. Both guys in the same class. Who do you think? What's your opinion on who's the more of the must get?
Uh, I would say Malachi in a way, because Noonan, by his name, they might, like you said, if Arch Manning's son goes to whatever, they're going to have a hard time living up to the shoes of Peyton or whatever. But I would say the guy from Lincoln.
Mm. Okay.
All right. Rodney,
and it's different for everybody's offspring. Some kids embrace that. Some kids don't want it. Some kids openly go out of their way. Some kids run right to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think everybody's different. I mean, ask any of those guys, Hoskinson, Crouch, Cluster.
Especially if you have Crouch on the back of your jersey.
Like growing up, mm-hmm. like. Some people run to it. Some people run away from it. Everybody's different.
So part of this discussion about Arch Manning and the family
signing off. How about Caskey, whose son's going to be legit?
Mm-hmm. But the Manning family signing off on Texas, and they see the vision of a program, and they believe in it. And recruiting, harder to recruit those guys that know too much, all of what we just discussed. We'll get into with Schaefer, because Dylan Edwards picked Kansas State yesterday, and he was a top target in the running back room for Nebraska in 23. His dad played under Bill Snyder.
Mm.
But there's part of what Rodney said as well is recruiting to a school that you can say, hey, here's the blueprint. K-State was able to do that at that position. We'll discuss that recruitment coming up with Schaefer at 9. But David O'Neill will join us at the top of the hour. A fantastic event coming up at Tal Anderson Field next week. He joins us after the break.